We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Was that a horse?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What you guys get into on Friday, you and Evan, when I wasn't here?
Well, we had a little shindig. We had a good night.
Was it payday?
You made on the show.
Was it payday?
No, it was Fireball Friday. Shout out Brian Figuglia. And we met up with him. What did I say?
You said Caligula.
Anyway, real quick.
Oh, there are people out and about on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. Joe Spadoni, the great Joe Spadoni, just put out a video of Benny, my nephew, our nephew Benny, hitting a golf ball. Snotty, he can teach your boy some lessons. I got the second one. I'm feeling a little better.
Good.
But if I would have mashed the first one, it would have blew up in my face.
No, it wouldn't have.
No, they just told me.
It just makes a loud noise.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's the only thing.
Right.
That's the only thing that was going to happen.
So Friday, yeah, we put a bow on the Warriors season. Evan, we talked about Kaminga and Clay.
And was it a rainbow? Let me guess. You guys put rainbows on it.
Oh, no. We will.
Oh, yeah. No. They're going to win it next year, right?
That didn't come up. We just talked about the refs on the table.
The refs screwed them this past year. And, you know, if the refs come around.
How could you
watch the playoffs and not be frightened out of your mind, Goo?
What about the OKC game, though?
What about
them? They were tight. They won.
It's their first playoff game.
No doubt.
And they won.
Yeah, they did.
You're the best. Only you would think.
You're saying you mean it differently, but go ahead.
So in other words,
the
Warriors lose to the Kings by 25. Then the Kings lose to the Pelicans by 25. But you can somehow envision the Warriors beating the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday.
It comes down to the fact that they would have had multiple games and the first game
wouldn't have been a win or go home.
I'm going to be honest with you.
We
laugh about it. But if that's really what came to your mind,
I swear to you
that we could beat them. Then you have answered all the Warrior offseason questions.
Then you got to resign
Klay Thompson. Wow. If you really think that the Warriors of this past year are gonna, you know, you're watching Oklahoma City saying we can beat Oklahoma City or we could have beaten them, then seriously, what you're advocating for is to run it back next year.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, partners, you would have been competitive. It wouldn't, you know, maybe you don't.
Why would you think you were going to be competitive against the Thunder when the Kings blew you out in a play-in?
Because you had more. It was a series and not just a one-off, Stoney.
All right. Well, I mean, the Warriors got to figure out.
No, they got a lot too. I hope I'm all over with it, but like I was with Evan Friday. But Stoney, you're right. If you want to bring this thing back and run it back and say Draymond doesn't this and that, hey, I get all that. But if you don't want to bring Klay back or he doesn't want to stay, I get all that. But I am worried that if Klay Thompson dips about the bay, how are you going to replace that shooting, Stoney? And I mean that. And maybe you can, but right now as it stands, if you're going to say Moody and Pods, who I both like now we're really one of those things, and I said it earlier, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah, see, I'm a week removed from the Warriors loss, essentially. When did they lose? On Tuesday?
Yeah.
They lost to the Sacramento Kings. I mean, I think what happens is the more and more you get away from a season, the less sentimental you get about it, and it is pretty amazing. And like but I think you realistically assess the season in different ways. And you know, you're talking about Klay Thompson, and you're talking about one aspect of his game that was not very good for a lot of the season. So we just can't forget how Klay struggled in the beginning of the year shooting the ball. And I don't like, you got to think about this team getting better defensively. And that, and I, to me, it's kind of like, can this team get better if Klay Thompson's not on it? Or will you have to get, will you have to acquire somebody else? Yeah,
see, that's what, you know what, I like that verbiage and how you phrase that. Stani, that's a must. I don't think I keep going Willard, the answer's in-house, especially if, you know,
what does Klay do better? What is, other than shooting, what does Klay do better than, like, Moses Moody?
Give the Warriors spacing and allow Steph to cook. Now, you could say, well, on this night, he didn't, you know, he was this or that. But we brought this up when you're gone to Evan. I said, is it fair that Steiny, you know, I'm not saying he's wrong. You look at Klay and you go, he's inconsistent, he's consistent. But when it all came out, when it was all said and done and the cake was finished, he shot 38-39% from three. You know, are your replacements together collectively going to be able to do that? So I'm with you. His right now, I don't want to call Klay a one-trick pony, but his thing is, on a good night, Steiny, he can shoot the hell out the ball. But when it was all said and done, you know, a lot of guys and teams would give their right arm to shoot from three what he did.
I don't know if you're right about that anymore.
Mm.
I mean, I really don't. Like, I look at Klay.
What did he shoot, 38-39%?
Let's see, 38.7. But here's the other thing. I mean, let's look at some big games. You know, he goes 0 for 10 against the Kings.
Yeah, 10 score.
The Friday night against the Pelicans, he's 3 for 9 from three-point range. The Dallas loss, another tough game. He's 2 for 8 from three-point range. The reality is he's not shooting the ball well against good teams. And the, like, I don't want to single out Klay, because they were 5-21 against good teams. Like, that's where I'm convinced. I am totally convinced, and I'm hearing more and more about it, that we can all think what we want to think. Joe Lacob is the one who's not going to have it. That's the guy.
I hear you. Because you mentioned 20 million. They're not going to go from 24, allegedly, to 20.
I mean, I'm starting to think that maybe they, you know, they're
just time.
Yeah. It might just be time.
Well, then you got a lot, like you said, Joe Lacob, then they got a lot, and Mike Dunleavy, Stani, they got a lot more to do then.
Well, and I also don't
than
think.
Just, you know, this whole Klay situation, okay, you stay or you go, but you still got, you got all type of stuff to deal with in regard to your infrastructure to get better.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're talking Warriors. We're also talking 49ers. It's the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. And Brandon Ayuk is somebody who is being talked about. And whether he'll be a 49er after the weekend remains to be seen. But as it relates to the Golden State Warriors, obviously they are.
But?
And we just got.
I picked you to win, Butch.
Joe Shasky in the house. Yeah. Just
you ever golf with Butch?
No, never. Okay. Never have. The one thing you guys were on the thread on Friday, and you tell me what you think about it. But did you think the fact that the Kings got absolutely dismantled by the Pelicans, was that a reflection on the Golden State Warriors?
The Pelicans came and waxed the Warriors the Friday before they played Sacramento, right? And what did we say? And I was one of them. That's what it looks like. There are a lot of glimpses of what the Warriors don't have at their disposal is currently constructed. So that's why the King loss hurt that much more, because when the Pelicans pose a whole, you know, litany of different problems that the Warriors couldn't opposed to the Kings. And I wasn't shocked that the Pelicans without Zion won the game in the fashion they did, because the Pelicans made Sacramento miss their heart and soul in regard to Malik Monk and Herter, for that matter, Stoney. And the Warriors, unfortunately, couldn't do that. So, you know, I was watching that game and saw the result. Like, you know, how do you look at this? But when it was all said and done, to answer your question, I was more bummed that the Warriors are further away, because Sac manipulated and imposed their will and athleticism on you, and then they didn't even have a chance against the Pelicans. So the Warriors got, Stoney, the to-do list is, it's big, man. It is big. Like, well, Klay coming, staying, or going is, that's not the end all to be all. You still got the Kuminga Wiggins issue.
Well, and yet you watched the game, and you watched Oklahoma City. And
I mean that. You got to earn that. But, Sonny, I still think they could have manipulated OKC. But you got to get
why?
There.
Why? Because they're so young?
I really believe that.
And how'd that work against the Pelicans? And the Kings? And Oklahoma City during the regular season? And Minnesota during the regular season? Bobby Marks was on with you with Willard and Dibbs on Thursday, Goo, and he was asked about whether it was viable for the Warriors to chase a star as it currently stands. Take a listen. Right.
This is different than years before. You know, this is different than combining two salaries and going out and get a $45 million player or a $50 million player. Where they are right now, it's not viable. Where they are right now, from now until June 30th, it's not viable. But you're basically kind of in a frozen transaction period where you ended the season with your finances, these new apron rules that started on Monday, the inability to take back more money, the inability to aggregate contracts, meaning combining salary. So if you wanted to go out and get a $48 million player, you wouldn't be able to combine Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green, for example, here. So for now, you're kind of in a holding pattern until you figure out what you're going to do with Chris Paul and what the price tag, if the goal is to bring back Klay Thompson, is. And then you can start figuring out, as far as, you know, where your salaries are, you know, do some of the restrictions that are really strict right now start to loosen in everything right now.
So that was Bobby Marks, basically.
For now. Yeah, because July is when it gets real, July 1.
Right. Okay. So, but the reality is if they let Chris Paul walk and they re-sign Klay Thompson, they still don't have money to go shopping for a free agent. That's the one thing that you know, they gotta deal with.
Why I keep bringing up Kuminga or Wiggins, Donnie, because that player that I speak of that is athletic and maybe not as good as Klay, but can do some things that a lot of the Pelican guys can, that guy would come out of the basketball clouds in a trade, per se.
For Wiggins.
Yeah, or Kuminga.
I mean, that is the biggest, like, irony of this team is they need to get more athletic, and the two guys who are on the table are Kuminga and Wiggins, ostensibly your two most athletic players. So you don't just have to get athletic. You got to get your kind of athletic players. And can you get one for Wiggins? This is interesting. They also asked Bobby Marks, Evan, on Andrew Wiggins' value. This is CW56.
Every team needs a $20 to $25 million player to put in a deal if the goal is to go out and get a, you know, $35-40 million guy. So it's more of a I don't want to say trade asset, but it's a trade component that a team could use. The value of it as far as on the court is probably not where it was, you know, certainly from 2 years ago.
Wow. So you can't get much for Wiggins. Or as much as maybe you thought you could at some other time.
Yeah, I'll say this then. I would insert Kuminga again to see. Now, I know that answer would be totally different. Like, I mean, Stoney, I have to believe. We know, because I respect what Kuminga is and what he possibly can be down the road. And if he remains a Warrior, you hope down the road is next year, as soon as next year. But if you were to shop him, we're talking something totally different than Andrew Wiggins, who, let's be honest, he's went through his basketball puberty. He is what he is. He may hit, he may not. We don't know what's going on, but he is what he is. Kuminga is the one to where I wonder how many GMs across the league would be like, oh my gosh, if we could get this guy's prime, he hadn't even hit his prime, what you would be willing to part ways with?
Well, and then then the question becomes, why do the Warriors, why would the Warriors, see, this is the one thing, the way I would look at it, why would the Golden State Warriors, with a core of 34-year-old guys, want to trade a 21-year-old budding superstar? Like, the answer to that is only two things. They still think they can win a title. And deep down, they don't think Kuminga is going to be a superstar.
Nope, that is big.
So that's the question I have about
that. And I'm bring in Clint Eastwood reference, sudden impact. What about they believe that Kuminga will be that, but Stani, just not in the next year or two. And they could go hopefully get somebody that can bring in that sudden impact, you know, right out the gate. And maybe this guy's already proven in the league. There's no not a, maybe that is, and would hit the, you know, Golden State Warriors and give them that infusion of what Kuminga and be able to understand and comprehend the nuances of the offense, Donnie, and can be more productive for you and would make everybody else's job easier.
I'm wondering where Warrior fans are with Kuminga, essentially. Like I think I'm in the majority. And where am I? I am not trading Kuminga. I'm just not going to trade.
And you're not by yourself.
Listen, I shouldn't say what was it? Don't even bother calling, or you know, no chance. But I am operating from a position that I do not want to trade Jonathan Kuminga. And why do I not want to trade Jonathan Kuminga? Because the number one thing with my team right now is its age. We have aging stars, and we have a 21-year-old who might be pretty darn good. I actually think that some fans' expectations of Kuminga are higher than mine. I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. Superstar, that seems like a lot to me. A player who will make teammates better, that seems like a little much to me. Yeah. However, he looks like a guy who should be the starting forward on this team for the next 8 or 10 years, all things being equal. So to me, I'm not moving championship days
are over too, though.
What?
If you had to bet. See, remember how you just posed that question?
They didn't make the playoffs
no
this
doubt.
Year.
So I'm just saying.
Do you really think? So let me get. Here's the other thing,
Stani,
I
think I would give
so
it a
Jonathan
try.
So Jonathan Kuminga took the step this year. He was. We called him at some point. Like, I just want to make sure we all know what we're talking about. There were some this year who called him the second best player on the team for half a stretch of the season. So you really think you can trade your second best player for somebody who's now better than him, who's going to take you from a 10 seed to a championship? Like, that's the one thing that to me has really hit home this last week. We're not talking about a championship anymore. We can't be. We can't be. And if we are, well, then go ahead and make a move for Jonathan Kuminga. But I am just not. I'm not there yet. 888-957-9570. We got big moves to make. We got Kuminga. We got to figure out what we're going to do with Wiggins. What do you want to do with Chris Paul? I think people, like, this is the funny thing to me, is if you said you want Klay Thompson back, well, everyone will say, yeah, at a good number, right? At a good number. Yeah. I think the tougher decision might be just, do you want him back at all? Even if you could get him at 20 or 25. I mean, if Klay Thompson right now said, I would take 20 to 25 a year, is it a no-brainer that the Warriors should re-sign him for 2 or 3 more years?
To me, Stani, yes.
And I don't think it is for the Warriors anymore. And this is where it gets back to Joe Lacob. Like, we don't know any, like, maybe Joe Lacob didn't feel great about Klay turning down 24. You know, maybe, right. Maybe that goes the other way. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. It is the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament, and we're talking about it here on 95.7 The Game. We're also talking a little bit about the San Francisco 49ers. NFL draft starts Thursday. 49ers have the 31st pick, the 63rd pick, and the 94th pick. So essentially at the end of each of the first three rounds, the San Francisco 49ers.
You said you had something you had saw over the weekend at the Giants you wanted to run by me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did, actually.
You got me kind of tingling. Let me. I was like, where's Stoney going?
Why? I just thought this was interesting.
Okay.
Jock Peterson
right,
was booed by Giants fans when he played against them this weekend for the Diamondbacks. Giants fans booed Jock Peterson. Why?
I believe Stoney, his persona or just his personality, I don't think a lot of Giant fans, and I'm guessing, thought he was a gamer. I think they looked at him like he didn't take the game serious. I could be wrong, but I watched all the three games, and I was shocked that they booed him, but it has to be that, right? You only boo a guy if you think that, not he half-assed, that he didn't take it seriously. And he was the jokester of the crew, and I don't know if he was running the Pasoy card games or whatnot, but I wonder if he was the poster guy for, you know, a guy that you couldn't count on. And, you know, I don't know, but I thought it was odd, but I got to believe, and I thought to myself, why would that? Maybe they felt like he didn't take the game seriously.
Well, and
I don't have the right answer.
So
but,
I'm reading The Athletic today, and Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants, been covering him for a while. It was interesting because he wrote a column where he put some of his own thoughts into it, and he said, you know, I was really surprised that Giants fans were booing Jock Peterson. And I thought off the top of my head, I was like, well, they weren't crazy about Jock Peterson. And then I started reading the story,
yeah,
and it was Andy Baggerly who wrote the story about the card games that
yeah,
Jock Peterson was a part of. And the bottom line is that Baggerly goes on to explain that, you know, if you go to clubhouses all over, yeah, the major leagues, everybody plays cards, you know, and he wasn't the only one playing cards, and that, you know, the reality of the situation is that, you know, it was just bad optics that Jock Peterson was playing cards. And so now I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Why does everybody... So the story was about how Jock Peterson last year loved to play cards and played cards when the team maybe wasn't doing well.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
And so then fans turn on him, and now it's, well, it was just bad optics. He's a, you know, and the other thing that was brought up was Jock Peterson was a postseason player every single season before he came to the San Francisco Giants.
Mm.
And so he had the same personality for those teams, the Braves and the Dodgers, that he did for the Giants. So...
Where did the booing come?
Exactly. Why does Peterson get blamed for? Why is he the representative for what went wrong?
I'll tell you what.
If he is, it's because of the way the media portrayed him.
You know what? Or I'll tell you what, man. Like, we do a show, and we're graded, and we're judged, and right now the show's doing healthy, and we work with a bunch of good guys. But let's just say, Stoney, the show wasn't doing well, and you or the boss or Evan or Spadoni said, you know, Goo's a lazy ass.
Well,
but
they never said lazy ass.
Okay, but
he's a free spirit. That's what they were
calling.
But
what about the subliminal when things aren't going good, you still like to, I don't want to say party. Like, I wouldn't want that to have gotten out. Like, I think that didn't do him any favors.
Why did he bear the brunt of it, Jock Peterson?
I have no idea, and I'll tell you this. I'm just trying to connect the dots here. Do you think he was a poster child jock for the Gabe Kapler era? You know, he was a move that came under Kapler's watch. I'm not saying Gabe was Farhan, but do you think he was kind of a reminder of meat left on the bone some way? I'm not saying it's right or fair, but like, was he the everyday player of Gabe Kapler type? I don't know.
I mean, he didn't play every day.
No.
So, I mean.
But he did get booed. I thought that was weird.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato, California. It is the ATCO Pest
it's
Control Golf
here,
Tournament.
Man.
We're having a lot of fun. We can talk about the NFL draft coming up. That starts Thursday. You know, the other thing, and I want to bring Evan in on the other side along with Goo, because I want to get both their thoughts on something Giants related. But we can also... I see Janet and Berkeley wants to jump in. We could also talk about the Golden State Warriors. It's been a week now, and do you think any differently about the Warriors now than when they were eliminated just last Tuesday? I'll be honest with you. I'm more liable now to make bigger changes as opposed to thinking that tinkering is going to get this team back to 50 wins. I'm wondering where Warrior fans are with that one. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Service banking, no compromises.
Do I love you? I love you!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, welcome back. We're at the Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato, California. It's the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament. One of our great sponsors here at 95.7 The Game. Guru and I are hanging out outside the clubhouse. If you missed it, Guru hit the ceremonial first drive. First one so-so, second one a lot better. So he went 1-for-2, did a nice job in front of a big crowd. And here's a little news to pass along. The Jets are trading Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos.
Can you... Like, I'm not happy. I love all these guys, but this is why we love sports. We were talking about Guru, the 30 for 30 on the 2021 quarterback draft class. And as it stands right now, Steiny, Zach Wilson, as you just mentioned, traded to the Broncos. Who they got? DiNucci and Jarrett Stidham. Trey Lance is on the Cowboys. Justin Fields traded to the Steelers. And Mac Jones is on the Jaguars. And the lone only quarterback to keep a starting job is one Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. Right now, I mean, Steiny, they've all struck out. It's early, but damn.
Yeah.
That's great. All the time you think you know and you don't know, and we got the draft Thursday and some quarterbacks are supposed to go, but Steiny, damn.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. Let's go to Janet. Janet's in Berkeley. She wants to jump in. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. I just have to say, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, we were talking about Kuminga a couple of weeks ago. He wasn't anybody that there was no popularity for Kuminga. No one was loving on him. And now we're talking about Kuminga, and we're constantly referencing his age and talking about how old the guys are. How old is LeBron, okay? And everybody still holds him in high esteem. But we talked about Jordan Poole in the same way. Jordan Poole was young. He was fresh. He was going to be the next Steph Curry. And look where Jordan Poole ended up. And look what he's doing for the Wizards. So, and whatever happened to you guys holding in esteem the legacy? These guys are legacy, and they've got it. What happened to that? There's all this ageism stuff. Come on. youth does not mean you're going to be a stellar player or you're going to be consistent. And age doesn't mean that you still can't bring it in the future. That's all I
got to
say.
No, I hear you.
Janet, the problem with that
Janet, they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, I'm not saying it's because of the ageism.
Is that Steph, Clay, and Draymond are getting worse. And Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski, and Trace Jackson Davis are getting better. So how do you figure it out with one maybe coming back a little and the other four guys getting better? And that's what the Golden State Warriors have to figure out. It's really that simple. How do you bring this team more in the middle? I mean, Steph, Clay, and Draymond need more help. They just need more help. And whether the guys on the team need to bring them more help or whether they need to go get guys to bring them more help, I think the one thing that all Warrior fans can agree on is Steph, Clay, and Draymond, if they're going to be here, they need more help. They've gotten older, right?
No doubt. And I'll say this to Janet's call. I don't feel like you're hearing that from us.
No, they
Nobody
are.
Knows. Well, I'm telling
pro sports has ageism.
Yeah, right. But
it's just a fact.
Yeah, but Stani, I'm not ready to sit here and say Steph is where Dre and Clay are at. The whole thing, as excited as any Warrior fan is about the youngsters or the next tier or the next crop, we don't know. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen? Draymond Green's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So is Steph Curry, and so is Klay Thompson. We don't know if Pods, Kuminga, or Moody, and whoever else you want to put on that list, TJD, are going to, you know, get to that plateau. So right now it's about a blend, and if you want to bring Clay back, and I understand it because you feel like there's still something to do here, you need to do what you just said. H-E-L-P, where and how you go get that, I don't know, but you know, we got to be careful on just saying it, and I'm not saying you're saying this, oh, the victory's done, all right, let's hit reset, and then here come the youngsters, and the youngsters may be serviceable players, but are there any superstars in that crop? And you know, that's part of this problem, is how do you maneuver and move forward not knowing the answers to those questions?
Well,
you got to hitch your wagon to one of them, and I'm hitching mine on what I already know works or worked, and now you need to do something. You need to polish it up. How do you do that? And you got to get an infusion of something. Do you have that something already on the roster? I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of don't understand that. Like, I get the idea that we don't know what the young players are. And, yeah, we're working with three Hall of Famers. But they are not at that level anymore. So, don't you know what you're going to get with Steph, Dre, and Clay? And you know it's not going to be what it was 3 years ago. So don't you have to look at the young players, because they at least have a chance to keep getting better over the next 2 or 3 years. And the more you stay reliant on the core, I'd just be worried that it holds back the young core.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back to some of this Bobby Marks sound, because he's got some good stuff that on here. The one is, let's go to Bobby Marks on if the Warriors' young assets are enough to acquire a big name.
I mean, you got Podzinski, you've got Moody, and you've got draft picks, and Trace Jackson Davis, right? Those are your, you know, take Kuminga out of the equation. So what are those three? Draft equity, and then, you know, you add that big contract there. So I certainly think so. I think that from the young player's perspective, you do. I don't think you have to put Kuminga in. I mean, it's just a matter of kind of who that player is, who's available.
So, I mean, the one thing to me is when you say Pods, Moody, and Trace Jackson Davis, you can't be talking about one move, right? I mean, what team in the NBA would want three players that young, all coming in one fell swoop?
I can't think of many.
Is kind of what I'm
And I guess my question to that is, why wasn't Kuminga on that list? Because I still have him as being the most attractive asset you have.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm wondering what Warrior fans think Joe Lacob's mindset is. And This is one thing that I have been given a lot of thought to recently. Like, what kind of owner do you think Joe Lacob is? And when I think about what kind of owner Joe Lacob is, that's when I do think, you know what, maybe Clay's not coming back. I'm starting to think Klay Thompson may not come back. Not because I'm a hater, not because I don't want him back, but because I'm trying to put myself in Joe Lacob's position. And I don't know that Klay's going to be back when I think about Joe Lacob. Okay, then I think about Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I say, I don't think Kuminga's going anywhere. Why not, Steiny? Well, because I think Joe Lacob really likes Kuminga. He likes the idea that they drafted Kuminga at a very young age. He didn't have any experience, and now he's 3 years into his career, and he's shown that he's a pretty good player, and he's got a chance to be really good. So that's why I don't think Kuminga is going anywhere. That's why I think Klay Thompson might not be coming back. So who else does that leave? Chris Paul? I don't think Chris Paul's coming back.
Doesn't make fiscal sense.
Exactly. Okay, so then who else do we have? We have Wiggins. We have Draymond Green. Steph will obviously be back. But I want to know what Warrior fans think of what Joe Lacob wants to do, and I guess what I want to know is, Goo, like, what do you want to do?
Okay.
And then what do you think Lacob's going to do?
Okay.
888-957-9570.
And I've been thinking about this, so I have all the utmost respect for one Joe Lacob. He is Joey Lightyear, Steiny. Okay? He has brought this team from nothing into something. And you talk about how much the organization is worth, 4 parades that we are all a part of. I get it. But now, what if I were to tell you, this is the first time I believe his reputation as a killer, K-I-L-L, I'm going Warren Sapp, a killer, is about to start this offseason. Because I'm not mad, but I was blown away that Joe Lacob shared with Cal Commie last offseason about Draymond Green and the brother, how he looked at it, Draymond as a brother and what he meant, all the sentimental stuff that I kind of thought, and Joe didn't do anything wrong, I kind of thought Joey Lightyear's the machine, the killer, would look past, and it got Draymond Green a contract 4 more years for 100. So now that leads me to believe, Steiny, I hear you, because it's on the table, how much hardball they're going to play with Klay Thompson. And again, it takes 2 to tango. Klay could want to leave, and then the Warriors could say, hey, we wanted him back. He chose to go elsewhere. But I guess I'm getting goosebumps to see the answer to your question about how much of what they've built means what right now after a year your team did not qualify for the playoffs. And you're sitting here with almost a $400 million payroll. Like, at some point now, we're going to find out what means what to him. And there's no wrong answer. But if I'm running this business and we didn't make the playoffs and my bill is the most in the league in history, then there's got to be some uncomfortable decisions to be made. And you just want to find out, Steiny, when or if that will start.
Yeah, and I don't know. And that's why I'm starting to think that maybe this is the end of the run for Klay Thompson with Joe Lacob. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, and you've talked a lot about this, you've kind of been all over it, and it's the idea that Joe Lacob paid Draymond Green last year, paid him $100 million. So I'm thinking to myself, why did Draymond Green drive down to Joe Lacob's house? Like, why? To me, if you put 2 and 2 together, it had to mean that there was doubt.
This is fascinating.
That there was doubt.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, why else would he do it? It is highly unusual for a player to drive down to an owner's house. Joe Lacob mentioned it because it was unusual. So I'm going to take Joe Lacob at his word. So that tells me that there may have been doubt about that contract. And yes, maybe it means that Draymond had to sell Joe Lacob on that contract. And that's where I'm at. You know, that's why I continue to focus on the most important person in that organization right now, and it's Joe Lacob. And if Joe Lacob gave Draymond Green a $100 million contract last year, and he thinks that Draymond did not live up to it, then he's going to try to move Draymond Green. I don't know if he can, but the more I think about the report by Zach Lowe, where did that come from on Thursday? A report in ESPN, Zach Lowe saying the Warriors are growing tired of Draymond Green's volatility.
Would you stop there real quick? Does that surprise you?
No.
Me neither.
Okay. Well, but why wasn't that story written a year ago? Why wasn't that story written 4 months ago? The story was written now, and to me it has to be written now because the Warriors are letting the word out that Draymond, they're getting tired of Draymond.
You could be
they
right.
They are getting tired of Draymond. And that's another player I'm looking at. Would they really try to move Draymond Green? I mean,
when
I look at Joe Lacob, I look at a guy who's more likely to, who's less likely to run it back than to try to do something bold. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Fairfield. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm just out running errands right now. And I'm trying to brainstorm because I like math and I love the Warriors. There's nothing that's adding up here. We're not getting any younger. We're not getting any more athletic. We are what we are, and I don't think Clay is coming back. This is my only hope, and I think it may fix something and at least get me watching the Warriors again next year. What if we just go and get Zach Edey? He's got to be in the middle of the pack. He's not going to be a top 10 lottery pick. We need size. We need youth. He delivers both of those. And I think under the tutelage of Draymond, he's got to earn that $100 million contract somehow. So you're going to train Zach Edey to be a monster. And now we got a 7'4" monster along the side of Draymond. And then we can at least run that back. I'd like to watch that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't jump out my chair, Stoney. I don't see that happening. I think it's highly unlikely. But, I mean, you feel how you feel. And you know, that's a fan saying, you know, he's brainstorming, trying to crunch the numbers, and he wants change. But I just read something here from Danny Keynes on the YouTube chat, Stoney. They waited too late to be tired of Draymond. Well, that's not necessarily true. If there's something there, you can move him. And it would just have come a year later after you gave him the deal. So that's not set in stone, and things do change. I just kind of marvel at what you allude to, because we both have spouses. We've been married before, Stoney. And the reason I bring that up is, to me, I don't think there's any shade or shame in an employee meeting with his boss when you have marriages that have been, you know, people have been married for umpteen years. And what happens? They go to counseling. And they go to counseling in hopes of rectifying the problem so they can stay together. And nobody ever talks about how many counseling sessions you went to or what you did to keep, you know, to stay together. And that's why I look at Draymond Green and whatever they discussed when he went to Joe Lacob's house, Stoney, because at the end of the day, when that man, Draymond Green, left that home, whatever they discussed, it was able to be salvaged. So,
well, for now. I mean,
yeah, but that was before he saw him going to do WWE and hijacked. I think that could have been the last straw. So if one day this summer, oh, Guru, you're trying to run Dre out of town. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, I believe he's the biggest reason they didn't make the playoffs because of his antics. If I'm Joe Lacob, somebody take the knife and the Warriors take the knife out of my back. I mean, I rewarded you with this contract when some were like, what are you doing? And then you go hijack the season to where we can't even make the playoffs. So I could see something jumping off there. I could be totally wrong, but I could see it. And that's why I thought it was kind of the timing was, you know, not curious in regard to Zach Lowe's report about some maybe growing tired. Well, who's the some? Because if it's one dude, the owner, then Jerry's got a problem.
I'm sure it's Steph. I'm sure it's
Well, Steve we saw Kerr. That in Orlando.
Sure, it's Steve Kerr. I mean, how many times over the years have Steve Kerr said he's tired of Draymond Green?
But then he follows up again, and you know, Stoney, you could just say so much in business. He follows up with Willard and Dibbs.
Well,
and,
what's he supposed to say?
I got you.
You but know, I'm it's just, like Mike Dunleavy saying, yeah, we're, you know, we're bringing Jordan Poole back. I hear you. I mean, it's what they got to say. Yeah. Rhonda in San Francisco.
Hey,
Rhonda, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Okay, this message is for Joe Lacob. I'm a season ticket member.
Okay.
And I'm going to re-up and pay those thousands and thousands of dollars again because I want to see the big three again and spend that $100+ every game. He's a businessman. I'm not saying I'll feel this way forever, but I still feel this way, and I'm exhausted by the change every season. Let's build on the foundation, and let's see what happens. So that's my perspective. I'm sure it's I'm in the minority, but it is what it is. So
appreciate the call.
That's it. Thanks for the time.
All right.
Hey. She's not by herself, but I think that's highly unlikely, Stoney, but we'll find out here. And we're not going to get an answer on Clay until July. Right? June 1st. What, July 1st?
You know, the idea about Joe Lacob's a businessman is, to me, fascinating, too. Because the whole idea that if the Warriors, and I'll say that, feel free to disagree with me if you're a Warrior fan. You know, he's got a building to sell out. And he sold out that building for 10 years. Yes. And the building's going to be sold out as long as Steph is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Steph. It's not Steph, Clay, and Draymond Green. If Clay Thompson does not re-sign with the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green gets traded, when we come back next year, the Warriors are going to sell out 41 home games because of Steph Curry. So I'm curious, Rhonda, if there's a difference between the big three and Steph Curry. Like, on the one hand, I mean this. I get, let's bring Clay back and, you know, we see if we can put some players around the big three for a couple more years and maybe catch lightning in a bottle. But what I maintain is there is not one season ticket holder who would give up his seats or her seats this offseason if Clay and or Draymond left. You're not giving up those seats until Steph is gone, right? 888-957-9570 is the number.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the one where I think that, you know, like, I understand it. If I'm Joe Lacob and I'm saying, okay, we sold out 10 straight years with Steph Curry, yeah, there's a danger in moving off Steph Curry. But is there a danger in moving off Draymond Green and Klay Thompson in terms of attendance, in terms of team popularity? I actually don't think so. I don't think so. I think everything's safe and sound as long as Steph's here.
And I don't think how many people would disagree with that. Well, we just had the one young lady do it, but that was her prerogative, and I get it. But Stoney, I think that comes with the territory. There is a difference when we're talking about what we're speaking on here. Steph is different than those guys.
Devon Kessler on the YouTube chat. No, we wouldn't. Yes, Steiny, you're correct. As a season ticket holder, courtside seats, whoop.
Yeah.
We would not let them go just because Clay doesn't come back. Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't think, as long as Steph's here, then I don't think anybody's giving up their season tickets. In fact, you're not. Nobody's giving up their season tickets as long as Steph Curry is here.
And I want to add something to that. You keep saying that, and it's giving me goosebumps. Bastani also, too. And I know you're going to lose it. As long as Steph's here, fans want to believe and think that they have a chance to compete. And what just happened this year could never happen again as long as the chef is relatively in his prime or playing the high-level basketball.
You mean it can't happen for the fourth time in 6 years next year?
Well, one time he got injured.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something you got to be more and more careful about. The bottom line is you were a 10th seed this year, and the way I look at things – you can be better than a 10th seed, and it doesn't mean you have to have Klay Thompson on the team. It doesn't mean you have to have Draymond Green on the team. It might not mean you have to have Andrew Wiggins on the team. I believe the Golden State Warriors can get better than number 10, and it might mean breaking up this core and just putting different pieces around Steph Curry. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also, just throwing this out to Warrior fans. I mean, if Klay and Draymond leave, we can live with that, right? As long as Steph is here. Steph's got to be here, right? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Steiny and Guru. We are at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. It's the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament. And we'll be right back. Talk more sports on 95.7 The Game.
The Jeep Celebration event is going on right now with exceptional offers on a wide selection of Jeep brand vehicles. If you're looking to supercharge your next adventure, look no further than America's best-selling plug-in hybrid, the Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Or choose the luxurious Grand Cherokee or Grand Cherokee 4xe. All celebrations must come to an end, so hurry and visit Jeep.com or your local Jeep brand dealer for great deals during the Jeep Celebration event. Based on 2022 CYQ4 sales, JD Power retail sales data. Jeep is a registered trademark.
UCSF Medical Center is hiring a data scientist to develop, design, and run SQL queries for enhanced and complex medical data access in San Francisco, California. A master's in health informatics, statistics, or computer science plus 2 years' experience is required. Salary range is $135,991 per year to $225,900 per year. Email resumes to talent acquisition leaders at ucsf.edu. That's TALENTACQUISITIONLEADERS at UCSF.edu. Subject D-S. The expected salary range for this position is based on the primary location of San Francisco, California. Annual actual pay will be determined based on experience, qualifications, geographic location, and other job-related factors permitted by law.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-7128. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-7128. 800-535-7128. That's 800-535-7128.
Upper 60s in San Mateo, mid-70s in Hayward.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
Advertisement by Zimmerman Reed of 2381 Rosecrans Avenue, Suite 328, Manhattan Beach, California, 90245. Consent is not a condition of purchasing goods or services.
Attention all rideshare and food delivery drivers. If you're a current or former rideshare driver, listen closely, as you may be entitled to significant compensation. That's right. If you drove for a rideshare or food delivery service anytime in the past 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages and mileage. Text RIDE to 30. 323232 right now to see if you qualify for compensation. That's RIDE to 323232. Rideshare and food delivery services may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. If you are a rideshare or food delivery driver, part-time or full-time, anytime during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Text RIDE to 323232 now to see if you qualify for compensation. Hurry, time is limited, so text the word RIDE to 323232 now. Text RIDE to 323232.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls you for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.